century people are living in, it still applies to those of like faith. God's willingness multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. 2 Peter 1:2. Grace and peace are not added to you, but multiplied to you. Allow me to share with you the definition of grace which the Holy Spirit gave me. He said, "Grace is God's willingness to use His power and His ability on your behalf, even though you don't deserve it." Grace is God's willingness. What a powerful statement. Most people don't have any trouble believing that God is able to do anything, but they aren't sure if He is willing to do it for them. They are strong in believing in God's ability, but weak in believing in His willingness. God's willingness is multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The Bible teaches that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Faith in God and His Word comes by hearing what God said. When you gain the knowledge of God, you gain faith in God. Then you know how God will respond to your faith in Him. If God's Word is in you, then faith is in you, because His Word is filled with faith. God didn't give Oral Roberts more faith than He gave you. He didn't give Kenneth Hagin more faith than He gave you. These men have the same Bible you have. Your Bible has the same word of faith in it, but your faith must be developed. Faith grows when you plant it. There are so many who think everyone else was given more faith than they were, but we were all given the same amount. Romans 12:3 says, "God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." Every person was given the same measure. God didn't give one person more than He gave another. How to measure faith? The only way to measure faith is to measure the Word in you, because God's Word is filled with faith. If His Word is in you, you have faith. God gave everyone the whole Word of God in Bible form. The whole Word, or Logos, is the measure of faith He gave. It contains all the faith that is available in promise form. Some receive it, some don't. God gave everyone the same measure of faith, but it is often rejected. God's willingness to use His power and ability on your behalf is multiplied to you when you gain the knowledge of God. That's the reason some people get more from God than others. Then some will say, "Well, I don't understand why God did that for so-and-so. He never does anything like that for me." Listen to their words. "God never does anything like that for me." Isn't that amazing? For 20 years they've been saying, "God never does it for me." Jesus said, "If you believe and doubt not in your heart, the things which you say shall come to pass." They say those things because they don't have faith in their faith. They have not become personally acquainted with God and His ways through His Word. They don't realize that God is willing. Therefore, they have no faith in the Word that is in them. Faith is in you if the Word of God is in you. But that doesn't necessarily mean that if you've memorized the Bible, you have great faith. You could memorize the Bible and not have an ounce of faith that the promises are yours. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Just because you've memorized something doesn't mean you've heard it. Years ago, I memorized several chapters in the Bible and could quote them, but I had no idea what they meant. All I knew was I could quote them. It produced no faith, for I had not really heard or received it in my heart. But when the Word of God became a part of me, I quit trying to memorize scriptures. I just began to speak and hear the Word. Then the Holy Spirit brought revelation to my spirit. There is nothing wrong with memorizing scriptures, but just because you have done it in your head doesn't mean it's in your heart. When it becomes a part of you, it is a revelation in your spirit. Then God's grace is multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. God has given us all things. Accordingly, as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. 2 Peter 1:3. This is the way God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Notice, this verse says, God has already given to us, not going to one of these days. He has already done it. He is not going to do any more about it. He has done all He's ever going to do about your finances or about your physical health. You may be thinking, do you mean that I'm going to be this way all my life? No, I didn't say that. I said, God has done all He is going to do about it. Jesus has already provided all these things. They are already in store for you. They belong to you. It's just a matter of you tapping into what God has already given. He doesn't have to do one more thing for you. He has given you His faith in His Word, and that faith is the evidence of things not seen,